Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. New advances in medicine, today on Advanced. Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us. It's wonderful to have you with us. My name is Garrett, and you're joining us as we talk about medicine today and some new advances in research. Thankfully, I am not here all by myself. I do have Heather here with me. Hello.
Hey.
And Heather will be helping me out as we try and understand some of these things in the medical field. This is often a more difficult subject to talk about with more technical terms. So we'll see what we can do together as we tackle this topic. Now, Heather, I want to start us off with a question. Do you know anyone who's had an organ transplant?
No, I can't say that I have. Have you?
I don't think so either. I was talking with some friends about this earlier today. Of course, an organ transplant is an operation in which often an organ in your body or one part of it is taken out and replaced by another one, usually from someone else. So you might commonly hear about things like liver or kidney transplants. Yeah, I've never gotten one of these before, thankfully. I don't think I know anyone that has, but we're actually not talking about transplants today, though on first reading, it might seem like we are. But we are taking the organs of our body, and they're making kind of miniature versions of it. This reminds me of kind of place you can go and visit when you're traveling. Now, I don't know if you've been to a place like this, Heather. Basically, you pay a ticket. It almost feels like a theme park.
Mm-hmm.
You walk around, and they've made lots of miniature models of bigger things in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. We had one in Pennsylvania, where I'm originally from, and it was a giant train set, and it was a little city, and you could stand, you can essentially like go above it and watch the little city form, and
yeah.
It was really interesting.
I love those. I grew up in a town called The Hague in the Netherlands, and we had one. It was called Madurodam, and right as you walked in, there'd be little boats that would catch on fire. They'd have mini, like, firefighting boats come out. They had models of famous architecture from throughout Europe, things like the Eiffel Tower. And I believe there is a place like this on the island where we are now. I think it's called Xiaorenggu. I have never been there. But that's not really what we're talking about today. But we are talking about taking something bigger and making a smaller, almost model of it, though these ones are kind of alive. Now, our article is called Heartening News. It's kind of a fun play on words there. Heather, what meanings could we find in that title?
So when I look at the word heartening, I instantly think of the word disheartening, which I feel like is more commonly used.
Yeah.
And for something to be disheartening is something that is disappointing. So when you then look at heartening news, to me, it implies that it is positive, but then also the keyword heart makes me think of the, it's a play on words essentially on like what we're going to be talking about.
Right. So if it's heartening, it gives us heart. In this case, that kind of indicates courage or hope, confidence that things are going to go well. And so the idea is that this news we're talking about today would give someone hope, hope for the future of medicine, for their own health or the health of their loved ones. So this one's called Heartening News, an Important Advance in Human Organ Creation. Friends, we have a lot to learn. Let's jump into our first reading.
Heartening News, an Important Advance in Human Organ Creation. Scientists at the University of North Texas, UNT, report a breakthrough in building tiny lab-grown replicas of human organs. These replicas, called organoids, can mimic some functions and structures of real organs. But a key limitation has been the lack of blood vessels. The UNT team, working with Stanford University, managed to grow many hearts that have their own blood vessels. Using the same strategy, the researchers also created vascularized mini livers. The study, published in Science in June 2025, suggests a path toward more realistic organ models for studying disease and testing clinical therapies. This research could also help tackle barriers scientists face in generating full organs outside the body, said Giuseppe Pedinato, director of the Stem Cell and Organoid Research Lab at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, who was not involved in the study.
All right, let's talk about it. So we're talking about a new breakthrough in scientific research. That word breakthrough is a great one, and it's one that we often use when we're talking about research. Heather, what is a breakthrough?
So a breakthrough is an important discovery or an advancement in something.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to move up, but there's a barrier stopping you from discovering something or developing something, and then you break through that barrier. You have some kind of improvement or figure something out. So we have a breakthrough here in building tiny lab-grown replicas of human organs. Why would we want to do that?
Well, the hope is that eventually we will continue to make advancements, and one day scientists will be able to grow full-size human organs, which could benefit us in replacing people's organs.
Yeah, so we're not doing this because we just want to juggle them, right?
No, I don't think so.
That would not be all that helpful. Yeah, they're making these lab-grown replicas of human organs. So they're kind of like copies of the different parts of our body. Of course, organs are those different pieces. Your heart, your liver, even your skin is an organ. So these replicas, we see they're called organoids. Often, if we put that oid at the end of something, we're talking about a smaller version of something larger. So these are called organoids, and they can mimic some functions and structures of real organs. Let's stop there for a moment. What does it mean to mimic?
So to mimic something is to copy or to imitate it closely.
Yeah, so they're kind of trying to copy the same sorts of things that real organs can do, even though these are just made in a lab. They're not from a human body. So we see a key limitation has been the lack of blood vessels. Of course, blood vessels are all throughout our body, even in those organs. What would be the problem with not having them in these organoids?
So the hope is with these replicas is that they make a good representation of these organs. So if they don't have enough blood vessels, the blood can't flow and resulting in not being able to get a, you know, realistic experience with these organoids.
Yeah, of course, that blood, the carrying of oxygen allows our organs to function properly. If these replicas or organoids didn't have those things, well, we wouldn't really understand what was going on. It wouldn't be a good representation of the real human body, which is the whole point of doing this. Well, the UNT team, working with Stanford University, managed to grow mini hearts that have their own blood vessels. Using the same strategy, the researchers also created vascularized mini livers. Heather, we keep having these big words, complicated words. Let's talk about this one.
So to vascularize is to develop blood vessels in an organ or body part, either in a way that is normal or as a result of a medical condition. So basically, in short, it is to develop blood vessels.
Yeah, so these mini livers are vascularized, or in other terms, they have blood vessels. With some of these difficult words, we can look at kind of the root words inside of them. So vascular is talking about the circulation of blood throughout our body. We often talk about the vascular system of our bodies. Well, this study, of course, when researchers discover something, they have a breakthrough, they need to share it, and they do that through things called journals. This one is one of the most popular ones out there, the journal Science, and they published it in June 2025. It suggests a path toward more realistic organ models for studying disease and testing clinical therapies. Now, when we see the word therapy there, we're not talking about going to see a psychologist, right?
No, not exactly. We're thinking about it more in like a tangible sense of like a process that you're physically going through something to improve your body, whether that be through like a medication or
medication, it could be like radiation if you're going through cancer treatment. They want to test these clinical therapies. They want to figure out what works and what doesn't. And doing that on fully alive humans is expensive. It takes a lot of time. Developing these things is really difficult. And so having these miniature replicas could really help researchers out when they're studying things and developing new processes. Well, this research could also help tackle barriers scientists face in generating full organs outside the body. Now, I think this is really interesting because it goes back to what we talked about earlier, the potential for organ transplants. Right now, you have to get those organs from another person, right? But if we're able to just kind of create them in the lab, that means they'll be much more accessible to people. And that would be a wonderful thing. Well, we heard about this from Giuseppe Pettinato, director of the Stem Cell and Organoid Research Lab at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. They've got a long name for that hospital. And we did highlight one of these words, so we should talk about it. What is a deaconess?
A deaconess is a female religious official in some Christian churches who is just below the rank of priest. And like I said, it is a female religious official, and the male version to that would be deacon.
Right. So not sure why they have that as part of the name of this hospital, but this person is the director of research at that hospital in Boston, and they do let us know at the end there he was not involved in the study. But just like him, we are very interested and curious into their future developments on this project. Friends, we do have more to learn here. Let's go on to our next reading.
The right recipe. Organoids are grown from stem cells that mimic real tissue. Despite advances in growing organoids since the mid-2000s, there has remained the challenge of incorporating blood vessels, said Adam Yang, who co-authored the study and is an assistant professor of biomedical engineering at UNT. Guiding stem cells into tissue demands a precise diet and timing of nutrients and growth chemicals. To track the development of each cell, Yang and his colleagues added genetic tags that glowed different colors for different cell types, then fed the cells a recipe of nutrients and growth chemicals designed to help blood vessels blossom alongside heart tissue. After about 2 weeks of nurturing, the mini hearts had built their own branching blood vessels, complete with hollow tubes, although without circulating blood. The mini hearts also formed the three layers of their larger counterparts and even some nerve cells. The scientists used the same approach to grow mini livers that developed hollow blood vessel networks alongside various types of liver cells. Yang acknowledges there's still work to be done to create organoids that have the same complex vasculature as inside the body. He hopes to replicate larger blood vessels like arteries and veins and potentially have real blood circulating through an organoid.
All right, let's talk about our last section here. I was thinking of that word organoids. It sounds kind of fun. And what other words end in oid and describe a smaller version of something? The first one that came to mind was the word planetoid. Of course, we lost one of the planets of our solar system many years ago,
mm-hmm.
the planet Pluto, which is not a planet, but a planetoid. That's because it's not big enough to be a full planet. Heather, can you think of any other oid words? It's okay if you can't.
I was thinking about it, and I really can't. I keep wanting to say droid, which is similar, but not the same.
Yeah, not the same kind of suffix at the end of a word here. But yeah, organoids is a great descriptor of what we're looking at here, a smaller version of a full organ. Well, these organoids are grown from stem cells that mimic real tissue. What are stem cells and how do they come into this?
Stem cells are basic cells that can become many different things, or they can be utilized in many different ways. Like if people are sick, there's a lot of times where we can give them stem cells and it helps their body improve and get better.
Yeah, they're very useful. They could become a blood cell. They could become a bone cell. They're very adaptable, kind of like blank templates. And so that's why they're using those to mimic real tissue to form that organ. Despite advances in growing organoids since the mid-2000s, there has remained the challenge of incorporating blood vessels. We heard this from another researcher who co-authored the study and is interestingly a professor of biomedical engineering. Are you familiar with this field, Heather?
I can't say that I am. Are you?
Not too much. I think we might have had a department at my university in this field. And we just look at those words to find the meaning. Obviously, engineers are designing things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is specifically in the biomedical field. And so here that's trying to engineer or develop like real human tissue, real human cells, basically. And so that is the kind of field that would be involved in this kind of research. A very interesting field for any of you who are really interested in medicine and science. Well, guiding stem cells into tissue demands a precise diet and timing of nutrients and growth chemicals. So are they feeding it a salad?
I mean, I think you could probably think of it that way. I can't imagine they're eating something like hamburgers. Or
yeah. Well, of course, these are cells. They're not feeding them meals.
Mm.
But you are. They are providing certain kinds of nutrients that allow things to grow. And it says that timing is important, and they need to track all of that. So they came up with an interesting system. Heather, could you let us know what that is?
Yes. So to track the development of each cell, Yang and his colleagues added genetic tags that glowed different colors for different cell types, and then fed the cells a recipe of nutrients and growth chemicals designed to help blood vessels blossom alongside heart tissue.
Yeah, so this is really interesting. And here a tag is, it's not like something they stuck onto it like a sticker. It's just something that indicates something and is easy for them to tell. So in this case, they put something into these different cells, a genetic tag, and it glowed a different color for different cell types so they could differentiate between just the regular heart tissue and the blood vessels and whatever other kinds of cells they needed. And that, I imagine, allowed them to kind of tell which things were going right, what issues might be coming up. They kept feeding and growing these cells, and it helped them to blossom. What do we mean there?
So when we say to blossom, it means to develop positively.
Yeah, to grow maybe a lot all at once. They were thriving. After about 2 weeks of nurturing, the mini hearts had built their own branching blood vessels. So they're kind of splitting out, kind of like a tree branch would do, complete with hollow tubes, although without circulating blood. And so these aren't functioning like an actual heart.
No, they're not. you need your heart to pump blood throughout your body. So
if you want to be living, you definitely need that. So they don't have that part of it working quite yet. But the mini hearts also formed the three layers of their larger counterparts and even some nerve cells. We have one more of our key vocabulary words there, counterpart. Heather, what does this mean?
So a counterpart is someone or something that has the same job or purpose as someone or something else in a different place, or simply put, something similar in another form or place.
Okay. So to think of some examples, you could think of whatever your job is at your company. Maybe you are a district manager. Well, you would have a counterpart at another company, someone who has that same role. That would be the counterpart. Here, the counterpart for these mini hearts would be that larger heart. They're kind of the same thing, but we're just talking about two different organs in a sense. And so they were able to form these hollow tubes. They don't have circulating blood and even have some nerve cells. Well, the scientists used the same approach to grow mini livers that developed hollow blood vessel networks alongside various types of liver cells. And so it's not just this mini heart that they've created. They're working on it with some other organs as well. Heather, what happens next?
Well, like any science, Yang acknowledges that there's still work to be done to create organoids that have the same complex workings inside the body as the counterparts. He hopes to replicate larger blood vessels like arteries and veins and potentially have real blood circulating through an organoid eventually.
Eventually. They don't have that part of it down just yet. I want the same complex vasculature. There's a similar word to what we talked about earlier with vascularized. Again, this just describes those different blood vessels and the system of flowing blood through your body or through an organ. So they're hoping that it can function even more like a real organ in the future, which will probably really help them with developing these new therapies and doing research. Well, that was our article, friends, but that's not the only thing you'll see on your page if you have your Advanced magazine open. We have another little note at the bottom here. In magazine speak, we often call that a sidebar. Heather, what do we learn in this extra little bit here?
It says, organoids are already used in preclinical research. Intestinal organoids helped reveal how COVID-19 invades the gut, and brain organoids are shedding light on early onset Parkinson's disease. Cancer organoids are being used to screen chemotherapies and match breast cancer patients with more effective treatments.
Okay, so it sounds like from this, this is not a brand new thing. This research we talked about in our article isn't the first time we've seen these organoids. They're being used in other research and have even led to some important results. It is very interesting how scientists are able to work with these very small things, be very exact with them, and develop really big or important new therapies, new medicines, even though I kind of have a hard time understanding it all.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm struggling with it too.
Yeah. So friends, we hope that you're able to follow along with us as we wrestle with these concepts. But either way, hopefully for you, this is heartening news, gives you courage and hope for the future that we will have even more access to life-saving treatments from doctors. And hopefully at the same time, you are learning some great new English. Yeah, it has been fun to talk about this topic. I believe I'll put this one on my to-watch list whenever there's new news about this coming out. Hopefully, we're able to learn even more. Heather, is there anything that you really did learn from this article?
Well, I think it's always really interesting to learn about advancements in fields that I have no affiliation with. And it gives me hope for the future that there will be medical advancements that can really benefit humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a dream a long time ago of going into the medical fields. I was in some programs at my first year of college. In the end, that wasn't meant to be. Took a very different path, but it's still fun to keep an eye on it. Well, friends, hopefully you learned a lot from this article. And we thank you so much for joining us every time. We have plenty of more articles throughout the month. Lots of great new English for us to learn together, to talk about, and that is heartening news indeed. Well, friends, that is all the time we have for today. We'll see you again soon. But for now, my name is Garrett.
And I'm Heather.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.